From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Wyoming Democrats delivered a win to Barack Obama during yesterday's caucuses. Only 12 delegates to the national convention were at stake. Still, Obama and Hillary Clinton fought hard for them. Both candidates held multiple rallies in the last week. That created excitement among Democrats in the state and record participation in the caucuses. From Wyoming, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Here in Laramie County, the local Democratic Party predicted about 500 people would show up for the caucus, so they rented the largest space in Cheyenne, a theater at the Civic Center.
Everybody that's in line will get into the auditorium, so don't despair. Holy moly.
But even that wasn't big enough for the 1,500 who lined up around the block. Don Millen chairs the state Democratic Party.
We didn't know what to expect. I mean, it's like being told a hurricane's coming. You don't really know how big it's going to be or how bad it's going to be, or you have any feel for it until it actually happens, and then you say, oh my God, this is it.
Wyoming's Democratic Governor Dave Friedenthal had been critical of Clinton and Obama for not paying more attention to the West. Several times in the last few months, he said he didn't like any of the candidates running. But with such a close national race and visits to Wyoming by the candidates on the eve of the caucuses, Friedenthal says a lot of interest was generated.
People understand that instead of it being kind of a ceremonial act to go to a caucus, it now matters.
The candidates also ran campaign ads on TV and radio around the state. That's unusual for a presidential primary race in Wyoming. On Friday, Clinton released a radio ad that focused on renewable energy, an important issue in coal-rich and blustery Wyoming.
And Hillary understands that to harness the power of the wind, we need to develop the transmission lines to bring that power from our plains to urban areas.
On Friday, Clinton sought to lower expectations even before the caucuses began. She warned her supporters that she was coming to Wyoming as an underdog. Obama has done particularly well in caucus states.
Senator Obama received 940 votes.
Among those cheering as the caucus results from Laramie County were read in Cheyenne was Doug Mercado. He moved to Wyoming 2 months ago when his wife was transferred to nearby Warren Air Force Base.
Senator Obama seems to have this newness about him, this energy that not only brings out the younger voters, but brings out the youth in the older voters. You know, why we fell in love with politics to begin with, the audacity of hope and change, and yeah, it's just fantastic.
While Hillary Clinton did not win the popular vote at Wyoming's caucuses, the state's 12 delegates will be assigned proportionately. The exact number for each candidate won't be clear until after the party's statewide convention in late May. Evangeline Bratton says she still believes Clinton will get the nomination. At least that's what she's hoping.
I think she'll steer us all as a nation in one direction, rather than having one or two going to the left road or to the right road. And we need a leader who is focused on the middle road.
Obama's victory in Wyoming allows him to add one more Mountain West state to his win column. Denver was picked as the host for the Democratic Party's national convention because of something called the Western Strategy. The party hopes to win the presidency by replacing electoral votes lost in the South after the Civil Rights era with new wins in this region. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Cheyenne, Wyoming.